Today I'm creating a podcast to talk to you about how you can use podcasts in your Web 2.0 classroom. Let me first bring you up to speed on the world of podcasting. Podcasts allow just about anyone with recording software and an internet connection to record and publish their own radio show to the web. Podcasts are widely available across the web, but are most conveniently concentrated on the Apple iTunes Store. As with any information you find on the internet, you should have a good idea of who the source is and how credible they are. Podcasts are useful for both student and teacher learning. Let's consider student learning first. Why not mix up course readings with podcasts? Usually the last thing I want to do after a long day of school is focus on a textbook reading. Finding a podcast that covers similar material will likely be more engaging for students than a dry textbook reading. Plus, students with smartphones or MP3 players can listen to a podcast anytime and anywhere, so no excuses. Podcasts also make for good assignments. Students are producing something for public consumption, so they need to be more careful in developing a quality product compared to something they hand in for the teacher's viewing. In developing a podcast, students also learn about recording software and uploading files to the internet, which is a bonus. Teachers who are interested in flipping their classrooms will find podcasts are a good tool for delivering their lessons to students out of the classroom. For teachers who are interested in expanding their personal learning network, podcasts are an excellent addition. Given that education technology changes at a rate that is hard to keep up with, I would suggest following an EdTech podcast to keep up with the latest and greatest trends. In my blog post, I have listed some links to resources that will help you incorporate podcasts into your classroom. Thanks for listening and happy podcasting!